It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I had to think about that for a minute because I'm very much in psychic cat mode today. So super excited to be with all of you. It is 12:02 p.m. here in Central Florida. I am super grateful as we enter our Thanksgiving week. And I'm definitely grateful every day, but I have a lot to be thankful for always. And at the same time, I know Mark Husson, I know you guys are just coming off of his show, so I'm sure you're all revved up and ready to go. And he does tease me a little bit about my sentimental. I'm just very sentimental. I get very into it. I'm super into all of you right now. I love being here. I'm back in a really good place of being free because my in-laws, although it was amazing to have them here and we had a very successful adventure together, I'm always so happy as an intuitive and as a psychic, you know, to be with you guys in a place of freedom. And realizing it more and more as I get older, I worry a little bit because I definitely need that space and I crave that space. And I'm very grateful that God blessed me with a husband that permits that space, and no better but a Cancer to really allow for me to be who I am in the world and to be connected with all of you so very much. So definitely back to base. So excited it's Thanksgiving week. Super happy that you're all here with me today. I know many of your schedules are a little bit up and down because of the holiday week, but I also want to tell everyone to really, you know, just stay safe and travel and be well and kind of bite your tongue a little bit with your families. I know it's the beginning of the retrograde, so we're just a few hours in, and I'm sure Mark talked to you a little bit about that. I have some retrograde messages for all of the signs today, which came out of nowhere, so I just followed course. But at the same, and I'll try to get them out. I'm hoping to get them out sooner rather than later during the hour. I do want to welcome all of you, and if you are here for the first time, we have a Facebook chat page titled 1-2 Radio. We are a private group, so we can see what we're saying amongst each other, but the outside world cannot. You are welcome to post any questions you may have. And so come on in. And one of the things, while I'm reloading my computer, I'm thinking about, I'm sure Mark talked to you guys about, he said he was excited about the retrogrades. I'm following in his footsteps for many years now because I too get excited in a retrograde, even though as a quadruple ruled Mercury girl, I still have that Aries moon, which gives me the guts to say I embrace the retrograde cycles. And so I want you to all know, I'm so grateful to Tara. Thank you for that. Jim, you too. Good morning. And Marty and my godson, Tyler, are here this morning. Good morning. And Jonathan, hello. Pamela and Renee and Maya and Lynn, Kelly, Erica. You. I'm sorry you're feeling blah. You should be picking up here in the next few hours. But nevertheless, you know, I think it's the retrograde. I had a long conversation with a friend very early this morning, and I was saying, you're kind of getting a little bit of a rundown because I'm in that retrograde mood. And when the retrograde begins, you know, we have choices in our lives. You know, we think about, number one, we're in that Sagittarius cycle. It's upbeat. It's very, you know, we think about its ruling planet, Jupiter. We want to really be in a good place. We have a little bit of a later Thanksgiving this year, closer to the end of the month. So we're already getting ready. It seems like we're like kind of right on top of Christmas now, more so than in previous years. But in any case, it's all going to come really quickly. And all we have to tell ourselves now is, we can use the retrograde to our advantage in every way, as long as, here's a rule of thumb, but if someone has a word, I'm even thinking about real estate, because anything that begins with an RE, I tend to lean into, as well as you should think about or consider leaning into those RE words during this time, because it can actually prove to bring you some luck, or good news, or some kind of, even if you're reviewing your life, you're reanalyzing or redecorating or redesigning, restructuring. I love real estate during a retrograde because it usually means you can make a little money down the road from it, but of course, you have to do what feels right for you. Do we get a chance to perhaps rejuvenate ourselves, maybe rethink our relationships, all sorts of, I had so many names earlier today. And then I wound up channeling something totally different, another retrograde moment. So I definitely feel like you guys get the gist of it. I know Mark has a lot to say about it. I feel excited because those deals are out there. We're coming into Black Friday. We definitely get to be excited about that. Lara, I see you. Suzanne, I see you. Good morning, everybody. Arianna, you too. Hello. Nice to see you. You guys are off. Erica's at work this morning feeling kind of blasé, so we're going to try to pick her up a little bit. And so you all get the point. I tried to go through the RE words to think about what doesn't really align with this cycle, but we can realign our thinking at any time. We get to make mistakes and repair ourselves. We get to really believe, and I'm using that word really, because another RE word, do you really need this? Do you really want this? Do you really feel this? And sometimes we can blow things a little out of proportion, especially during this time. So let's think about it. We get to put ourselves out there a little bit more. We have family situations, I'm sure. This will be the first year in many, many years that my daughter is cooking, which will be very interesting. She's an amazing cook. She is definitely into both sides of the, I say all of the kids, but there's four, my two and my added two, and then of course ourselves. And so for the first time in years, the six of us will be together for a dinner that I don't cook or I don't order in or whatever it may be. I'm kind of like beside myself thinking, what can I possibly do? How can I contribute to the team and whatnot? And it's really weird for me to sit back as a mother and let everybody else do the work, but I am. Or I'm trying, and I'm sure I'll spice it up over there a little bit, but it's going to be really exciting. So those are our plans. Sometimes I feel like if you really look at your family dynamic, somebody says, oh, you know, we're dysfunctional, so we can't do this or that, or I feel like we're all misfits, you know, so we can't do this. But the bottom line is we all have these things. We all have these little dysfunctions. We all have these misfitted personalities, and we kind of have to grin, bear it, and bite our tongue and get along and all of these things. So I think you guys get the point. And so I sat here this morning with a few minutes to spare thinking of my endless list of RE words that we can embrace during this time. I also believe, and then I got off on another little message. I just started channeling messages, so let me deliver them, okay, before I get any further. And then I'm going to open the room to questions as well. You could tell I'm in that very, even though I'm a Gemini, I do have a little bit of that Sag energy coming through. And I definitely love this energy because it really does, it helps try to keep us in a positive place, right? So how can a retrograde even cycle? We have to kind of think about it this way. And of course, depending on where it is in your chart will depend on how things go in a more finite way. But in the meantime, just remember, anytime we think about what we're going to do, now Inga gave me a word, retail. How do we look at the word retail, or what do we go towards? I say sales, right? So we're going to look at that for you today, but that's another RE word. And I'm going, okay, how do I make an RE? How do I make a retrograde word out of that retail word? So that's a word that I have to reconsider or rethink to see if we keep it on that list. But I'm going to, only because you can get really great deals this week or next week or whenever. But retrogrades are good for purchases. Of course, if you dot your I's and cross your T's, okay? All right, now, I am going to refresh you guys, and I'm gonna make sure that I deliver these messages because they came out of nowhere. So for Aries, I would say, at this time, you can expect the unexpected, but you can also, what I feel like people are watching you, and you may, and I'm not saying this to get you, make you paranoid or anything, but I do feel people want to know what you're up to. You're going to be noticed. They're going to be like, why is this person doing this, or why are they doing that? And you're definitely leading the crowd more than usual, but people are going to be looking at you for guidance, wisdom, more, you know, really. Sometimes you could fly under the radar and sometimes you can't, and you definitely can't right now. So you are going to be seen. We can also expect the unexpected in the area of the heart. And if you've been considering or reconsidering a relationship moving forward, I definitely think the time is coming totally unexpectedly and in a roundabout way. Taurus, I feel like it's really now about choosing correctly. How are you? I'm trying to ignore what the planetary activity is, guys, because I just want to give you these in an authentic way. So I'm trying not to layer my little messages here, but it's like mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's doing the right thing of them all? It is time for you to choose correctly for yourselves. Time to do right over wrong. Not saying you're doing the wrong thing, of course, but I definitely feel like somebody's watching from above. So making sure you're choosing correctly. I think it's vice or virtue. You know what I'm saying? So choose the virtue way, the virtuous way when possible. All right. I'm teasing. All right. So for Cancer, you know, you've been tested and retested. And I feel like you've been passing those tests, and a gift is on its way for you for passing those tests. I'm going to say it's going to take a little bit of time into the new year, but I am definitely seeing that you are going to be gifted for certain things that you have done in the past that have been really, really difficult that you've overcome. Okay. So I love that, Erica. So I think it's time also to consider a residential move in 2025 if you haven't already. All right. I feel like it's on the horizon in some months, not weeks. All right. All right. So, you know, for Leos, I think a review, like a final review of the past. We're not going to let the past hold us back anymore. We're going forward, you know, and I do feel too much emphasis on past experiences. We really have to move forward and rethink or reconsider. Oh, I forgot my Geminis, but I'll get there. Don't worry. Jim, I'm coming. I see you. So I'm assuming you're already telling me. I'll get there. I'm bouncing all over. So let's just keep going. That's the retrograde I'm blaming. I feel like no matter what happens, a new beginning wants, it's like waiting for you. So all you have to do is open that new door. Going back to the past, even though it is a retrograde, we say we return to the past, to make it a final look and just move forward. It's time, all right? Geminis, that word rest, R-E-S-T, so there's another R-E word. I think the word rest is definitely on the top of the list. But it's also saying taking time out to slow down a little bit, taking time out because meditation leads to manifestation, leads to really, really bringing some magic back into your lives. And I love that. Now, let me find Jim real quick. Did he tell me I skipped it? Probably. I probably don't want to receive this message. Receive is another R-E word. RE word, but I'm definitely going to try to slow down long enough to meditate, to manifest, okay? So hopefully I'm going to follow the wisdom of what's coming through. And this is like a really, when Jay had called before, when I was starting, we were coming into the show, I said, oh, I got all this download. I have to like get this out. And I was literally still writing when he was announcing. So it was that last minute for you guys. Okay. So Gemini, just the point of slowing down, and definitely more manifestation in 2025. I'm thinking about Jupiter going direct now, but we'll hold that for later. And not, I think not until February, but nevertheless, we have some good months ahead. And I love that. So Virgo, you know, something you know deep down inside is going to prove to be true on the surface of your life in real time. You may have a feeling about someone. You may feel like, oh, I knew this was true. I knew it. And of course, don't, if you feel somebody in your life needs some help, please reach out and help. Because I do sense that you're going to have a really good, it's like a spidey sense and insights into other people. So I do hope that helps you. And I'm validating you before the validation appears. That's as easy as I could say it. Okay. So something you know to be true will prove to be true. Bottom line. All right. Now, for better or worse, but it's good because it kind of frees your mind. And I believe that as well. Okay, now let's take a peek at who's next. I'm trying to stay in order this time. I think Libra is, oh, okay. So for Libra, it's really about, happy Thanksgiving, Lori, you too. And I love that you're here. For Libra, it's really about, instead of going to the same, this is as easy as I could say it, they want you to broaden your horizons. They want you to open up, to really no longer limit yourself to what's under your nose. And really, it's about being international instead of local. It's about that big too. It's trying new foods, exploring new possibilities, really going back and say, what was it that I wanted to do, but I was afraid to do it. I'm going to do it this time, that kind of thing. So really exploring new worlds for you. And I love that as well. Scorpio, it's really about being stronger in yourselves as far as, let me tell you what kind of strength is coming through you right now. It's about forgiving your shortcomings. It's about removing yourself from negative thoughts about self. It's about forgiving yourself for not being perfect. It's about really coming to and forgiving other people in your world and really getting up and onward. So it's upward and onward from here. It's about recreating the wheel for yourselves to bring more into your life. And that doesn't mean forgive or forego, you know, I do love, I do love that you can forgive and forgo certain things that have occurred. But of course, we really don't forget, and that's okay. If you can get that far, that's good. But right now it's like this, if you do this, your inner strength emerges so incredibly beautiful. Like you are really coming to a new place in yourself. And I love that. And the only way you're going to get there is by forgiving some things. Okay. All right. And yourself, especially. Okay. Now, Sagittarius, it's really all about you. I think it's about personal renewal. I think it's about being shamelessly selfish. Not that I want to encourage that, but I do right now for you. So I also think that it's about bringing more into your life that you want. And because you're learning to be a little shamelessly selfish instead of guiltfully selfish like this. And I see that new adventure awaits. I also think it's time for you to bring new energy into your life, creative new process. I really feel a lot of creativity in the new year. I don't know what that's about, but I definitely believe more than ever before you'll be able to invite new things into your life, okay? So I love that. I say new things. I should say people, places, things. And also book an adventure. Because you need a trip, you need an escape. You definitely are overdue for that, okay? So if you, it's almost like writing in a journal or going back to, maybe even it would be fun to go back to an old journal or an old way you used to manifest and bring it into now and say, oh, this is what I want to do, okay? All right, we got three more. Thanks for hanging in there, guys. We're almost done. And then I'll come take your personal questions, okay? You Capricorns are going to be focused. You are going to be motivated. You are going to be getting down to business and definitely tying up some loose ends, but it's a very mental process right now. It's almost like I want to, you know, you may be rethinking a lot of things, but you're also reinvigorating, you're renewing yourselves in a place where you have never been up ahead. Now, maybe not today or for the next. Look, I'm telling everybody, I'm having a quickie retrograde. I don't know about you. It's over on the 15th of December, just in time for Christmas, you know? And so it is a little less, I shouldn't say this because I don't want to jinx us right now, but no, I'm teasing. I definitely feel like it's a quickie. Let's just say that, okay? We'll use that Sagittarius energy to our advantage and let's take it on the cuff. In the meantime, remember, we do have some things to attend to while our holiday season is going on. So while it may feel a little scattered right now, Capricorn, you are really going to get down to business this year. And if you have any pending legalities or daily things you don't really want, just insurance documents, this kind of thing, just tie it up. Really, just tie it up. It's over, you know? I think that will be very, very helpful to moving forward. As far as Aquarians go, I see a higher calling. I see principle. I see purpose. I see mission statement. I feel definitely doing the right thing pays off. So if you get a little knock on your door, you're going to get rewards for some of your efforts. There's no question about it. But doing the right thing will bring even more rewards. I think more than anyone else, the universe, I'm thinking about Pluto now, which I forgot when I was writing. But I do believe this makes sense in that you are you're being watched. You know, I'll give it, I feel like, but at the same time, rewards for your efforts. You don't want to be punished right now, but you definitely want to continue to do the right things, which we know you will. And I love that you will, what's going to come out of nowhere, even if you are working on a higher calling now, and I know I'm very close to a few Aquarians that definitely have higher calling and purpose and passion and mission and everything else, this is even going to be more new than you're actually going to get a higher calling than you can even currently expect or know about this year. Okay. So let's see. But do the right things. And if someone wrongs you, you know, don't wrong them back. And I'm not even insinuating you would, but I'm reminding you to take the high road. I feel like it's very significant now, okay? Like I said, you're being watched because you're being elevated. And I feel like it's going to be a really, and you're transforming, and we know the rest of it. So, all right, Pisces, here is a big message for you this year, I say the year, but I don't have a timing on these guys. They're just messages that pile on me last minute. So, less is more. You don't have to overdo. You don't have to overcompensate. No over anything. No over. Don't try too hard. Just kind of chill. Let it kind of flow with you. You are highly intuitive this coming year. You are also, you're kind of in the know, you know? And it's an easy in the know. It's not something you have to work for. Intuition does not have to be earned this year. It's a natural presence. And I love that. And many of us with that Pisces energy, I'm a Saturn in Pisces, baby. So I definitely feel that. I think the word coasting is good because you're not missing a mark. You're kind of letting the universe carry you through it. And I feel really good about that. So not trying too hard. Okay. Nice and easy. But boy, when I say less is more, rewards and blessings come with that magic of less is more. And we're not used to that. So try to like kind of be in a place of receiving, and as well as staying in a place of fairness. And I think you're going to have a really good, really good year, but you're always intuitive. This time, even a little more, okay? Chris said quickies are good. Yeah, I like that Sagittarius energy. I see some Sag energy in this room. So I think that's kind of what they remind me of. Sorry, guys. But let me just take a peek here. I'm being fresh today. That's okay. I think I'm still numb in the fact that my daughter is cooking Thanksgiving dinner, because I know it doesn't sound, it's monumental for us, because she really shouldn't even be here, and she's just living this amazing existence now, and I love the fact that she's even healthy enough. I take nothing for granted, but for her to be cooking us Thanksgiving dinner is a really big deal. And so I'm super grateful. I couldn't ask for another thing. And my son gets to be there as well. So it's super special to me. And I think when we go through life and death, when we face these things together, all of you have faced something together or alone or whatever it may be, to get to that place of just not taking things for granted in our lives. It's really, Thanksgiving reminds us of that. And so I'm kind of pinching myself, and I'll let you know what kind of drama ensues and what kind of situation we get into. No, I'm teasing you guys. I'm just really grateful as a mom, okay? All right, now let's take a look and let's see who is next. I love the Libra and Scorpio in your house as well, Maureen. I love that. Yeah, that's going to be a big thing for Meg. I just put two and two together there. That's for sure. I love that. Let me see who has a specific question now. I'm coming in the room. Thank you for receiving these messages with me today. And let me see who's first. But now I feel like we have a little bit for everyone. And I'm just looking at who's calling. So happy you're spending some time. Inga, I want to come to you first. Good morning to you. I'm excited that you're here as well. Any insight you can give me on my job? I'm trying to learn new skills and start my own business as my retail. Okay, that's fun. I like it. Honestly, I feel like next year, you're going to actually renew or redo something around your business that's going to take off. And I feel spring and September. So what I'm thinking is you'll probably go into it. I think it'll be good in the new year, but I feel by September, you're going to do something different or added it, maybe additional change of brand, something like this. September of next year, it's going to be spectacular. So I really do believe that you're going to take off in the direction that you, it's an offshoot, or you're on a, kind of think of it like a springboard, you know, and you haven't dove deep enough yet, but you are. And that's what I think. I shouldn't say think. That's what I believe and know, okay? All right, let me take a look now. I'm going to pull a few cards. Yeah, I'm thinking next year is going to be a big year for you. And you are achieving your goals, even though I know, I understand, I see a lot of happiness. I think by April, you're going to know what I'm talking about, even though 5 months from that point, you're really going to really move forward. I also feel like you're going to go more into your spiritual life, you know, a little deeper next year. And return to an original belief system or something like this from the past that, you know, you have a lot of faith. You have a lot of belief in what you're doing, and I know you're going to make it. Remember, I'm telling you April and then 5 months, May, June, July, August, September. Oh, good. September of next year is going to be fantastic. And I, believe it or not, I'm also seeing a very, there's something traditional returning. There's our RE word, a return of a traditional system of sorts that I believe brings you so much joy. And I really see a lot of happiness coming ahead for you. So you stay on what you're doing and let new things come. And I don't think you have to really, you've laid a lot of groundwork. You have the belief. I feel like, and again, I see an offshoot of what you're doing really work out. So let's see how it goes, okay? But I also feel like a leadership position. If you're not in a leadership or management or something like that, there could be that too on the table. I feel that way. And I hope that helps. All right, guys. Sorry about that. I'm getting all these pop-ups this morning to like for us to come join some other weird group, which we were denying. All right, now let's take a look. Denise, I actually love that you're waiting a little while. Because I believe that it's more money in the bank. I'm just going to be straight up. I just mentioned the message about Pisces that, oh, CA, thank you so much. CA Brooks is in the room today. Thank you for being here, CA. I appreciate that. She said it was spot on for Pisces and appreciate it. Thank you. You're so welcome. And I'm so glad you're here, and I'm thankful for you also. But Denise, I love the fact that I'm trying to get a number. I like next summer. I know that seems like an awfully long time from now, but it's really going fast. And I also see a seven, and I think sevens are lucky for you next year. And I believe that that's the timing. I'm not going to negate anything that comes through the channel for you, of course, until then. But I'm thinking by then, summer, July, I don't know, it feels right. So let's see how you do. And I feel so great about you waiting a little bit because a few months I have realized over time, especially when it comes to purchasing our homes, it really can make a huge difference. And when the mood strikes, it strikes, right? And we've all gone through this a few times. And I think that waiting, you just kind of know when to wait. And I feel good about it. So I'm loving it. And I believe in even by the month of June, you're gonna have like some nice amount of money put away, even more. And it'll be so worth the wait because you'll get what you want. And I think the interest rates will be down a little bit and all of these things. Okay. All right, I hope that helps. And I absolutely love that. All right, let's take a peek here. I'm gonna refresh. I had done so much, I guess redecorating, whatever, reconstructing, renewing the home environment, that it's like now we're sitting here looking at each other, not knowing we don't really have a thing, which I shouldn't be bragging about, but I am because it's so funny that I can have some time to really recreate something that maybe I could bring you guys finally, you know? So I'm very, very, but it is funny to see. You definitely don't want to be in the presence of a bored Gemini, I can promise you. All right, let me just take a look. Tara, where'd you go? And let me just see something. She said she opened or started a new. I have to find you. Sorry, guys, I'm moving a little slower. I entered a different home lottery this time to change it up. The draw is on Wednesday. I'd say it's time to reorganize also. But I do feel you have tried for so long, you know? All All right, let's take a look. I think renewing is a good thing. I also feel like our, you know, we get lucky when we're not really paying attention, weirdly. And that's okay, because I know that you are definitely destined for great things ahead. I do think one of your children are bringing you some great news. I don't think it's really, I don't want to say anything about the win or lose, because then we're kind of negating it before it can happen. And we're just going to leave it at that. Okay. But I definitely see you reorganizing and renewing your space. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize how much just by embracing what we have around us, we welcome other things, or perhaps the universe says, all right, wait a minute now. This is like, you know, Tara's in a place of gratitude or whatever. It just kind of changes the vibe or the energy. And I do feel like your space is going to be really good. It's like crisp and fresh and renewed. And that's what I say. But one of your kids is going to bring some really good news. And I love that as well. I also feel in 2025, there is a class or a course that you're going to take. And I want to say it's for fun, not by force. So I love that for you as well. Okay. And I hope that helps. Lois, happy Thanksgiving to you. Suzanne, you as well. And let me see who's next. Ms. Perez, hello to you. Jane, you too. Denise, I love that you're cleaning up over there, and I'm happy for you that way. Harriet, you're asking if somebody's going to help you at work. Let's take a look, okay? Part of your message is a little bit incomplete, so I want to make sure that I'm answering you. Oh, I'm at work, maybe you're saying. Are they going to help me? Okay, let's take a look. I also feel like, Harriet, there's something that you know or something you have to say. Or maybe you kept something to yourself, but now it's time to speak your truth. There's something about speaking your truth in the coming weeks and months ahead that are going to be really, really good for you. And it's going to feel really good, but there's something you no longer have to keep, you know, I don't know if it's a boundary thing. I don't know if it's just a plain word. No, there's something about it. But let me take a look at work. If something is unfair or incorrect, it's going to be righted or corrected. I feel that as well. I want to say come hell or high water, because that's really what's coming through. Yeah, I think it's coming. Your help is coming from someone. At first, you're not going to think so. And then the outcome looks very good. So it's kind of a cycle. It almost looks like this cycle that you've gone through again and again. There's something about the spin. I don't know what this is, but I think it's more about you stepping out for yourself than someone else. But as soon as you believe someone is not going to help you, your help is coming from someone else than you expect. That's how I feel. So it may not be one person, it's another person, if this makes any sense. Or it may not be the way you expect it to come. It's coming in a different way. So you will get what you need only after you think you won't, and in a form in which it's really not totally clear how yet, but I'm promising you it's going to happen. So the outcome looks fantastic. I also see an increase in your in finances. Being open to receive brings you so much more. And let me just see something here. Okay, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it in a different way than you expect, but I definitely think you're gonna get it, okay? I feel very good about that. And I just feel like at first it's gonna be challenging, or it probably has been challenging, then your outcome looks good. So it's gonna be a little, I don't wanna like just bypass the difficulty of it. It will be difficult, but then you're going to succeed and then your goal will be achieved. And it's coming from a person you don't expect yet. Or maybe one person can't help, but the other person can, or the division or something like this. You're going to get what you need. All right. And I like that. I do believe that. And also, I see the money, I see your pay. I'm gonna say definitely yes. All right? You'll get the help. All right, I just don't want you to expect it to happen, you know, in the next day or hour, you know what I mean? I just want you to know that it's not easy, but you're getting it. And someone is coming to assist. How's that? All right, now let me see who's next. Pamela, I love that your son and daughter-in-law are doing the work. And let me just refresh. I've said that word 150 times today, I think. But let me see who is next here. I actually see Harriet for you. I also feel like there's like a 6 month, there's something about 6 months. I don't know what that means, but I also see an increase next year in 2025. I feel more things coming your way, more gifts to the universe, more income, more like this, a raise, this or benefits or something like this in addition to. Okay, by the middle of next year, we'll be having a very different conversation. All right. All right. Lots of love to you. Gail, I'm so glad and happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm happy you're here this morning. I love seeing you here. And all of you, I love that you're here. Let me take a look. I am very happy you all are here today. All right, hold on now. Gail, I feel new beginnings for you also. After a period of it, I think things are on the up and up now. I definitely feel that. And I also feel like being honest with yourself goes a million miles. I don't know why I'm saying that. Just keep telling yourself what's true, because I think truth is really important for you right now. And I also see you going into a whole new world. So there's no question when it's time, all right? And I feel like the tide is turning in your favor, and I love seeing that. And let me see. Lara, I know you've been going through it. As soon as something comes, I will share. I want to not ignore your questioning. I think you're doing what you can. If you know the dairy's bothering you, stay away from it. But I also feel like I don't feel like a protein shake. It's so interesting. I see this juice, more of a juice thing with maybe protein in it somehow, non-dairy. but it looks more clear, almost like translucent, or a little color. Like I'm using this as an example, like what Kool-Aid looks like through the other side of a glass if it's mixed with too much water, you know? Kind of watered down something or other, but it has a lot of nutrients in it, and I feel this helping you ahead. So if anybody comes to you with anything that it looks like this, or you come across a juice or beverage that says, you know, these vitamins and nutrients or whatever, there's something like this that's going to really help you. That I say. So you come back and let us know. And you'll get through it and stay away from the dairy for now. I know a lot of us, you know, or during those cycles, we're affected, you know, when we're going through our hormonal years, our ups and downs, our swings, I want to say swinging from vine to vine. We have things, and I'm not making light of a difficult time because perimenopause is no joke, but I do feel that certain things you find are going to help you. And I know it's going to cycle up and down, but I also think it's going to get a lot easier in the new year as well. Okay. And you come back and let us know. I don't think you know what that drink is yet, the beverage, but you will soon enough. All right, now. Let me take a look. I like the word refresh too. She says she likes the word refresh. She's using it all day. And she's vacuuming up. Hey, this is reality. She said she's vacuuming some mouse poop. But hey, you know what? Anything to clean our space is a really good thing to do. But thank you for sharing that. It makes me laugh. I think it's funny because as human beings, we have to keep it real, R-E word. So yeah, in the retrograde, we're reminded to keep it more real, you know? So I appreciate you sharing. Somebody else asked me for a card. You know what's really interesting? The card that's coming out more than anything today is the Lover's card. And it's interesting because it's really thinking about the 6 month of the year, the Gemini energy, the devil and the angel on your shoulder. Sagittarius is half of Gemini, you know, in that regard. And people don't realize that, yes, when they want something, they want it and they get it and they go after it and they got that bow and arrow in their hands and they aim for it, you know, but it's a matter of how they're going to get there first. And maybe they're not even thinking about how, they just get it. They have a target and they go after their target. What people don't understand is what it takes for them to really get to that target, because they too are half of Gemini personality. So they have a duality that we really don't see. Like Gemini will maybe show it, but Sagittarius hides it, and they hide it well. And so as soon as you think you have them figured out, they're going to prove you wrong. Okay. And so just know that Lover's energy is really about a choice. It's about making positive choices. It's about doing the right things. It's about really deciding that maybe if plan A doesn't work, plan B is even better, and having trust and faith in those moments of time. And so if at first you don't succeed, try again, you know, and it's okay to really understand. We have, as human beings, everything at our disposal to bring all sorts of emotions now with this year. This has been a hell of a year, there's no question. And so now we get to enjoy a little holiday season. We get to forget a little bit. and just keep doing the right things, not only for others, but for yourselves and by yourselves and through others as well. Choosing correctly will bring rewards more than ever before. I know it with all my heart, all right? I also know with all my heart, I adore every one of you. I am so grateful every single day. I hope you have the most amazing feasts. And eat everything you want. It doesn't have to be turkey. Just do what you choose to do for you, you know, enjoy it. And save some leftovers, all right? You guys, please stay tuned for the amazing Lori Love. Jay Varvel, I'm so grateful for you all the time too. Thank you very much. Have a happy turkey day. And everyone, Lori the Love Sherpa is coming up next. Stay tuned and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You guys, take care. Bye-bye.